Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
And one of our faves, who always puts up with my bad Allman Brothers puns. It's kind of like Chris Berman, you know, the Midnight Rider. You know, but Greg Allman joins us on the Wade Ford.
Lost my virginity to a girl from Pauline
County. That's more information than Greg probably needed, but he joins us right now. Hey, Greg, what's going on, brother? How you been, man?
Good, man. I always thought that, like, when he passed away, the references might die down, and not at all, man. They've kept going strong.
Yeah, so, I mean, if I really want to go Berman, it's Greg Allman. He was born in the back of a Greyhound bus rolling down Highway 41 for Fox Sports. But first things first, you got any vibe about who the, or where or what the Falcons should be doing for a defensive coordinator as the search begins?
Good names is what you're hearing. I mean, Martindale today would be an outstanding get for them. You know, a year removed in the league. But, I mean, you think about what he did in Baltimore. Super respected there. Lou Anarumo from Cincinnati, another big name. Obviously not a great year this past year. But in terms of a body of work, you go back a year or two, people are talking about him being the head coaching candidate. So both of those seem like strong hires. I don't know what the priority is there. It's a little bit tricky. And then I don't know how, you know, right now probably the best defensive coordinator jobs would probably be linked with offensive head coaches. So you're kind of battling against jobs that aren't even filled yet, if you will. But, no, I mean, I think that it's a job that should be right up there. They should be getting the kind of guys that they're talking to right now is what I would say.
How much more fun would our jobs be if Deion Sanders ended up as the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys?
Just for it's like you always think about, like, what you want for the Cowboys. I don't know if it's best. For us, for what we do, absolutely. Just sheer chaos.
I mean, that's what I mean.
Radio gold. Maybe if they, like, had Taylor Swift as a head coach, there'd be more people reading about it. The Cowboys are a team. I mean, anything Cowboys does well, obviously, online. But the idea of having Deion back there, whether it's good or not, because people will watch the Cowboys to watch the Cowboys lose, obviously, in recent years, and that would be tenfold with Cowboys coach Deion Sanders. You know, the traffic you get in Philadelphia, in Washington, in New York, that entire NFC East will just hate watch it.
You know, it's funny. It almost feels like, you know, as Greg Allman joins us guys from Fox Sports, you think that Jerry would be, ain't wasting time no more. Sorry, Rob, I'll stop with the Allman Brothers. You'd think that he would get on with it. And it's basically, it's just almost like Jerry just loves being in the news cycle, and he'll have this flirtation. Nothing will come of it, and he'll do something very predictable, like bring back Kellen Moore. You know, and they'll go.
Yeah, and that's one of those, again, Kellen Moore, very much a viable candidate. You'd say yes, but from an exciting media interest, make our jobs easier standpoint, a tenth of the hire that Deion would be. Like, I'm fine for it. I think it's not a bad move for them, but in terms of the SEO nonsense factor, not even close.
So what do you think Sam Darnold's future is now? He cost himself millions of dollars last night, certainly. What do you think? Where do you think Minnesota goes from here?
Yeah, it's so intriguing to see what they do because, you know, he's at that point where, like, two, three weeks ago, I would have told you that if he led them to the conference championship game, if he had any kind of substantial playoff presence, I felt like they had to bring him back, you know? And then that opens things up where if you're not necessarily enamored with the quarterback options in this draft, you could give up, like, the number 10 pick to get McCarthy, you know, 1 year into his rookie deal. Obviously, you want to check out his health and everything, but that probably is a better use of a 10 pick than anybody that's not the top two quarterbacks in this draft class. But now, if you're Minnesota, I can't tell if it's a tougher decision or an easier decision, and that he went from being a Pro Bowl quarterback to being kind of what we thought Sam Darnold has been. The problem is there's just not a lot of good quarterbacks. There's not, save literally Kirk Cousins, there's not a ton of Kirk Cousins-level free agents that are just straight-up free agents in this class. I mean, it could be Russell Wilson. There's really not a lot. You ask yourself, what if you don't have a quarterback right now and you're not picking in the top five where you feel like you could get one of those top two that are kind of perceived right now, what's plan B? What's behind door number two? So I still think there could be a market for Sam Darnold, maybe in that, not at like a Cousins or a Derek Carr kind of money level, but maybe Mayfield-ish. I mean, that 3 years, $100 million, unfortunately, yep. That's what the economy is. It's demand-driven right now, and there's not a lot of supply to pick from.
It is a Greg Allman, guys, from Fox Sports. He's covered the Bucs in the division, knows the NFL, joins here on the WadeFord.com hotline. One last note on last night. We were just talking last segment. I was blown away by the sense of no urgency from the Vikings. You know, down three right. scores, yeah. You know, you don't get the two-point conversion. Now you've really got to press it. No. They're running the ball. O'Connell, I mean, as much as we're going to give heat to Darnold, I didn't think O'Connell really established anything solid last night either.
No, and I'm, again, to kind of give something away here, in voting, I'm a voter for the AP National Awards, but, I mean, I've been a Kevin O'Connell for Coach of the Year guy, and there's a lot of good candidates this year. You could just go Dan Campbell, even though they had some high expectations. You could go Dan Quinn in Washington. But my first place vote was for Kevin O'Connell, and it's technically a regular season award, but that doesn't look like a smart vote today. You know, to think that they were – you know, a win away from being the top seed, having a first-round bye in the playoffs, and now they're awkwardly out after getting destroyed on a neutral site as a 14-win team in the first round of the playoffs. So, yeah, it surprised me. But, again, it's one of those where, you know, what they did exceeded expectations in the regular season and then certainly disappointed to be done as quickly as they were.
All right, Greg Allman, best fits for Jacksonville, the Bears, and the Jets.
Yeah, you know, I feel like right now, I still feel like Chicago looks like maybe the best opportunity to have a young quarterback in Caleb Williams that has some cap flexibility. I don't think it's necessarily a great division to jump into competitive-wise. But I feel like they should be. I wouldn't want to. You know, you could legit be a good team and go 1-5. I mean, the Packers went 1-5 in that division this year. So I still feel like they're near the top of the list. So you have the dominoes they have to fall. Who's going to get Ben Johnson? Who's going to get, now that Vrabel's gone, who's going to get Aaron Glenn? So I feel like Chicago should be near the top of that list. Is that McCarthy? Is that Ben Johnson? I think they, you know, not always willing to write the biggest check for a coach, but it should be near the top of the list. So I still think of Chicago as kind of, not that it's a draft, but picking first or second of the best available candidates. Jacksonville, not so much so. I can't tell whether you have to inherit their GM or whether the right candidate could maybe get to bring in his own guy there. And I think that really could change what they're able to get. You have to definitely buy into Trevor Lawrence and be willing to take on the financial commitment they've made to him. You're going to win or lose with him, and he could very well outlast you if you don't do well there. But I think an offensive-minded coach there, Todd Monken's a guy who's done so well in Baltimore, got his start in the NFL as a Jags receivers coach. He would make a lot of sense there. Who's the third you asked about? You said Chicago, Jacksonville, and one other one.
Jets.
Oh, yeah, Jets. Jets is more of a circus. I don't know what that'll be.
Got that right.
Yeah, that's another one where not quite a Cowboys level ownership interference. Are you taking on Aaron Rodgers where he is right now? Are you starting anew? That takes a patient coach. And I don't know. Honestly, that's harder because the Jets have interviewed like 20 guys already. Mike Locksley is interviewing there. Joe Witt just interviewed there. They're casting a wide net. And sometimes that's being thorough, and sometimes that's not knowing what direction you want to go in. I can't tell what it is there.
Yeah, what's that? What they do with the trawlers at the dragnet fishing? That's kind of, man, you come up with like some hubcaps and an old like horseshoe crab with that. Hey, yeah. Greg Allman, one thing, you know, when you mentioned the Bears, I saw yesterday they were talking about Brian Flores. And, like, we love what he does defensively, and certainly he's earned that second chance to be a head coach. But do you really think that's a good fit if the things that Tua Tagovailoa said about how we treated him, and I'm not going to buy the narrative that Caleb Williams is soft, but maybe not the coach you need, and shouldn't it be an offensive-minded guy like McCarthy anyway to get that guy fixed?
Right, and I think, I think when so much of the optimism and excitement of your team is built around a young quarterback like Caleb Williams, as it should be, I think you have to make a hire built around that. So much to me of NFL success is having quarterback and coach on the same page. So if you got a defensive coach, you would almost have to have an A-list offensive coordinator paired with him. It's like you'll hear about, you'll hear about Ben Johnson maybe having this defensive coordinator tied to him, that kind of thing. But it's hard on the opposite side. Yeah, if you've got a defensive coach, you definitely have somebody either with a history of working with, tolerating, understanding, cultivating young quarterbacks, or you have to shield him and have a really good coordinator who can do that for you. I would be surprised with their recent hires. I'd be surprised if it's not an offensive-minded coach, for sure.
Hey, Greg, we've got 10 seconds. Explain to our audience, no one's going to trade for Kirk.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cousins?
No, I think they could. I think if the Falcons are willing to eat some of that salary. I mean, right now, the Falcons are on the hook for $27 million, you know? So I think if between now and March 10th or whatever that day is, you can find somebody and you say, look, we're going to eat $15 million of this.
Right.
Again, we talked about how exciting Sam Darnold is as an option. Kirk Cousins obviously didn't finish the way he wanted to in Atlanta, but I think he's better than a lot of other options. If you're a team that doesn't have a quarterback, if you're Las Vegas, Tennessee, some of these teams that just don't have an answer right now and might not have in the draft, I think he's definitely an option. And if the Falcons can take some of the financial aspect away, you can make it a one-year rental almost. And I think they could get somebody to offset that and help them out.
All right, Greg, great stuff as always, man. We'll talk to you soon as we get deeper into playoffs. Greg Allman for Fox Sports. Follow him on Twitter as well.